Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Thursday, the 7th of November, 2024, 2 days after the election. I apologize for yesterday. Man, I started the first hour and I could not get going. I watched the election late into the night on Tuesday, left the screen on overnight to just kind of, whenever I'd wake up to look at, see what was going on, waiting for the catastrophe that took place 4 years ago to occur again. And so I am awake at a quarter to midnight and 12:30 and a quarter to 1 and 1:15 and 1:45, and finally I'm thinking, well, I didn't see anything, and then I see Trump with his family on the stage, and I didn't watch when they initially went onto the stage. I didn't know what was going on. I'm thinking, well, did they decide to just go home and come back in the morning and announce what was going on? And I waited and watched for about 20 minutes and fell asleep and woke up, and they had the boys talking. And then I realized, I think he won. And it showed 273 or 6 votes to 277. I don't remember. That I could not get moving till the second hour. Well, I'm moving today. You don't have to worry about that. I did sleep well last night. So, anyhow, I'm glad that only comes once every 4 years. Well, in my view, we've just witnessed the last presidential election in the United States of America. I stand firm on that. Kamala has been using this phrase for years. We are unburdened by what has been. Well, the American people now are unburdened by what has been. She's a has been now. We are unburdened by what has been. The has been is gone for good. Talking this morning, some of the other channels I was listening to. She's licking her wounds. She's unemployed, looking for a job, filling out resumes. They don't know what she's going to do. She wants to make at least $1 million, maybe $1.5 million a year, doing something. Her husband, Doug Emhoff, he's pretty disappointed because he was going to be the first man of the first lady. The first man ever in American history. She would be the first lady. Well, no, actually, she'd be the president. He'd be the first man. That's not going to happen. We are unburdened by what has been. I want to know what this says if you reverse. Obama, his chant during his years in office was, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Backward masking is, thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. I wonder what her backward masking was. We are unburdened by what has been. Remember, these people in the occult, they always switch things, reverse things, turn things upside down. I was listening to Gary Franchi on the day after the election. And he had stated that on the night of the election, early before the evening was over, a call went to all the embassies throughout the world to cancel all of the parties on the Harris win. So the embassies, they had planned these big parties. There was going to be a Harris win. Well, earlier, they knew that she wasn't going to win. They phoned ahead, contacted these Democrats in the embassies internationally, said there won't be a Harris victory, cancel the festivities. It's much deeper than that. You see, Harris is, she is part of secret societies, and her husband is a Pilgrim Society operative, secret societies, and so with the secret societies, there's devil worship. And because of the devil worship, there was going to be no rejoicing. Internationally, these people in the occult thought that finally America will be ours. We will rule and control America through Kamala Harris. But now we are unburdened by what has been, what could have been, what should have been, did not happen. I mean what I'm saying. I understand the occult world. They were planning great occult parties internationally in the embassies, the U.S. embassies in the nations. Secret societies were going to rejoice. They were going to, like Barack Obama's chant, "Yes, we can." Or reverse it, "Thank you, Satan." That's what they were going to be doing, thanking Satan internationally. But God had another plan. And we'll talk a little bit later, when I get back from the break, about the other plan to unburden by what has been. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. And the podcasts are archived on KHNC.com, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. And then tonight and tomorrow will be the last days where the first hour will be aired on 1360 AM radio from 6 to 7. Starting next week, the evenings will be, I won't have the programs aired in the evenings. The programs will begin, will be aired at 6 a.m., 6 to 7, Monday through Friday. Starting next week, the 11th. Okay. So what I was saying is that the occult world was going to rejoice because 8 years ago, they tried to bring Hillary Clinton. She would have been president. She'd have been the first female president of the United States of America. Well, you had Donald Trump. Then you had the imposter Joe Biden for the last 4 years. And now they were planning once again the... And I'm telling you, what I'm saying is true. The witches of the world, the covens, the witches, white witches, black witches, whatever, witches are witches. They cast spells. They serve the devil. They were rejoicing. They were going to rejoice bigly. But now we are unburdened by what could have been. The world is unburdened, and especially this country, we are now unburdened by what could have been. So that's what happened. And for the audience that understands the occult, you understand what I'm saying. Kamala didn't win. And... She was giving her concession speech yesterday. And remember, I talked, on Tuesday, when Peanut, last Wednesday, a week ago, yesterday, Peanut the squirrel, the Kamala Harris operatives in black, with masks, with gloves, jackboots, went into a refuge, a rescue farm in New York, and the owner and his wife were basically had to wait 5 hours while the Kamala's terrorists went through the home, ransacked the home. The wife couldn't go to, she wouldn't go to the bathroom. She had to hold everything for 5 hours because if she would have gone to the bathroom, the officials would have been right there to watch her. And he had to go to the bathroom. They followed him into the bathroom. They made sure there was nothing in the tank like a gun. And then they took the squirrel Peanut, who was a national star, international star, little black squirrel. He was rescued. His mother was run over by a, not a reindeer, run over by a car. And then Peanut was rescued and has been a family pet. And they had a pet raccoon, Fred. And they took the, supposedly, the squirrel bit one of the officers, supposedly. That little squirrel decided he wasn't going to take it. He's going to get his pound of flesh. So he bit a, supposedly. They haven't said anything about it. Took them both out, and they murdered them. Cold-blooded murder. And now the whole world knows what they do. Not only do they murder people, but they murder your pets. And it cost Kamala the election. After that, the people in this country decided not to vote for her. She was unburdened by what has been. She got rid of Peanut. And it came back to bite her. Peanut got his revenge. So here's what happened. She's giving her commencement speech, or her, what they call it. Anyhow, this was out of, concession speech. Yes, that's it. Well, she was given the concession speech at one of the universities, and I'm trying to remember what university. Oh boy, lost my pace. But anyhow, here's what happened. Yahoo News yesterday. It could have been a coincidence, but it was an eerie reminder of how the death of a rescued squirrel could actually have influenced the results of a U.S. presidential election. Moments before the Vice President, Kamala Harris, was set to make her concession speech at Howard University following Donald Trump's massive, extraordinary, mind-blowing win. I added a few words there. After this win, a squirrel was spotted dashing across the stage. She's on stage, and before she goes up, a squirrel was spotted dashing across the stage. It was enough to have many on social media to claim that it was the ghost of internet famous Peanut the squirrel. Comments raged from, "The ghost of Peanut made a victory lap," to "The spirit of Peanut, and the spirit of Peanut lives on." The squirrel was exacting his revenge on broke and defeated Kamala Harris. So, Peanut lives on. I read that and I had to laugh. I thought it was hilarious. A little squirrel on the stage where she's going to give her speech, which was not much of a speech anyhow. She's like her friend Hillary Clinton. She's vindictive. She's a sore loser. Biden, on the other hand, he congratulated Trump in a decent way. Said he would work with Trump, do whatever. He would work with Trump, so there'd be a nice transition, but not Kamala. I was going to say also, remember Jill Biden on Halloween? She appeared with Joe on stage with a bunch of children. Joe was sticking their feet in his mouth, three of the little kids, in their mom's arms. If I'd have been a mother, I would have headed out the back door. with my child. And Jill was there in a panda bear suit, head to toe, head on, ears. She was there in a panda bear suit. She was hot. I don't care much for Jill Biden. I don't think she's good looking. I don't think she's attractive. I don't think she's handsome in any way. But with that panda bear suit on, I thought she was pretty. She was pretty attractive. I like panda bears. They lay on their back. They play with toys. You know, they just sit and they're not aggressive. So there she was on stage with Joe on Halloween Day. Well, there was a, she went in on Tuesday to vote. She was in a red outfit. Nice slacks, red, bright, brilliant, blasting red. And a nice suit coat, red, a nice short, what do you call them, short-heeled shoes, flats, I don't know what they call them. I don't know. Just shoes. But they have a heel like about a half an inch. I guess it's for sprinting or something to get away quick. She looked great. She looked fabulous because she was going to vote for Donald Trump. She was on the way to vote wearing red, and I had a feeling she was sending a message to Kamala, who bumped her out of the White House. Bump me out, will you? Well, I'm going to wear red. I'm going to nationally go vote for Donald Trump. So I thought she was really good looking in that red blazer. It was the red blazer I'm looking at. I didn't get a look at her face. God has a sense of humor. He really does. The squirrel dashed across the stage. It was running for its life. I'm wondering who was following the squirrel. Men in black uniforms with helmets on. That squirrel was running for its life, I'm telling you. If you have a pet squirrel, don't tell anybody you have it. Just enjoy it, because you're going to be paid a visit. Someone will come a knocking. You have a pet squirrel? We need to take custody. We're going to take it. We're going to euthanize it. We're going to murder it. Okay. You know, I'm going to read a couple of other things here. That in Germany, the German government has collapsed. I've been watching this for a couple of days. And the German government collapsed. The news coming out of Germany was probably the probable next chancellor, center-right leader Friedrich Merz, urged the country's current center-left chancellor Olaf Scholz to dramatically accelerate the timing of an expected snap election following the collapse of the country's three-party ruling coalition late Friday. It occurs the day after anti-war President Donald Trump won his historic election victory against pro-war socialist opponent Vice President Kamala Harris. And Joe Biden did call Trump, congratulated him on his election victory, invited him to the White House, which Joe would have to make a special trip to go to the White House because he's never there. He's never, ever, ever there to discuss the transition. And the White House staff said that they would coordinate a date in the near future. You see, Joe has to have a good day. And he did have a good day yesterday. He was very coherent, very kind, very presidential, though he's really not the president. And deep in the back of his mind, clear in the back of his mind, he decided, I better be careful because Peanut the squirrel is running around somewhere. Peanut might get me. I got plenty of sleep last night, so I'm feeling a little rambunctious today. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza, order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The PE Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
It's off to work, Donald Trump goes. He's off to work. I'm of the view, and I know for the last, probably 5 years, 4 years, that Donald Trump is in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. And my view is that the final, after Trump is completely out, the individual that is going to replace him will be Barack Obama. And so with the election coming up, there was no way I could see Donald Trump winning the election. I'm considering lightning striking twice. And many felt the same thing, that lightning would strike twice and that Trump would be once again replaced by an imposter, and he would not have a seat in the White House again. That has been my view. I didn't believe he could win. I've watched in the last three months. I've even stated that the momentum that he has is like a train going down a 3 to 5% grade, and that he was unstoppable. And but I still did not think he would win the election. I have not changed my view. I mean, he did win the election. I was stating to family, to friends, to people on the station here that he would not be the final president of the United States of America. I do not believe he will be. I believe that somehow something is going to happen. Barack Obama illegally, unlawfully, unconstitutionally, through a coup, a military war, I don't know what will happen. But I didn't see Donald Trump winning the election. And I don't know if he will be sworn in January. I don't know. But I do say, I'm still, my opinion, my view has not changed. He will not be the final president of this country, and I do not believe he will have a full term. I don't know if he gets a day or a month or a year. He will not finish out his term. I don't think he'll die. I think there's going to be a violent switch in power, change of power in this country. I didn't see him winning the election. I was thinking yesterday, and I did mention it in the second hour, that he is the seventh king. He is the seventh president of seven, the seventh of the seven men mentioned in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. The first individual was Jimmy Carter. Number seven would be Donald Trump. Number six would be Barry Satoru. And Donald Trump is sandwiched between Barack Obama in his 8 years. There would be Donald Trump. I think he still did win the last election. So legally, he might get, this is his third term. But he's sandwiched between two Obama administrations. And he's now soon to be, if he can be sworn in, the president again. But I don't know for a short time. I know already there is something nefarious going on behind the scenes, what that is. Other people are starting to say that it's just seems to be too quiet. There hasn't been a lot of protest, action, negative action, reaction. But so I didn't see Donald Trump winning. I just know that Donald Trump will not be the last president of the United States. My view has not changed. I still say the only one that would be acceptable to the all of the continuity of government agencies in the United States of America is not Donald Trump. The only one would be Barack Obama. He's the only one that the Department of Defense would want in. All of the intelligence agencies, he already is in good with them, with the CIA especially, because he was CIA. And with the officials in Washington, D.C., they, Republican and Democrats, they do like him. Congress, the Senate, the House, to a degree. But I just wanted to mention that I'm glad that I stated with the friends and family that I don't believe Trump would be, win the election, that he would resume power again, because I had stated that it's reserved for Barry Satoru. And now in the next couple of months, a month plus, well, almost 2 months, will he be sworn in? I don't know. I just know that he's going to be for a little time, if at all. But the globalists in this country, their plans for war internationally, we're not going to interfere. No one's going to interfere with those objectives. Not Donald Trump. Not the anti-protest groups. Nobody. So I don't know what's I don't know what's going to come. But we're going to wait and see. But I just wanted to say that I didn't think he would win. And I basically stated that he wouldn't. But I did state that Barack Obama would be the final individual to rule this country. I'll be back with Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com. Or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and pack her out alone, riders on the storm.
You know, Kamala Harris, she really destroyed herself. There's an individual by the name of Andrew Korobko, must be Russian. Korobko, he states, America is now truly unburdened by what has been after decisively rejecting the past 4 years in full defiance of the Democrats. America is now truly unburdened by what has been. Cool. And Jonathan Turley at George Washington University, his comment, Donald Trump just won the greatest jury verdict in American history. Nearly 2 years ago, I wrote that Democratic prosecutors' lawfare campaigned against Donald Trump would make the 2024 election the single largest jury decision in history. Now the verdict is in. Donald Trump is president. Just some of the highlights of what happened, because in another day or two, the country will assimilate basically this last month. I do say, and I stand firm on this, we have just witnessed the final presidential election in the history of this country. Harris concedes the race. Governor Tim Walz and her team, meaning Harris's team and volunteers, stated they were so proud the race ran the way it ran. The race we ran and the way we ran it. They were very proud of that. Well, they shouldn't be so proud, because they lost. Hands down, hip and thigh, they were beaten. Now she says we must accept the results of the election. While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. The fight for freedom, opportunity, for fairness, for the dignity of all people, for the ideals at the heart of our nation, the ideals that reflect America's at its best. Bitter, bitter, bitter. Sour grapes. Now, the Department of Justice, Special Counsel Jack Smith, is working with the Justice Department to potentially end his prosecution of Trump for keeping classified documents and election interference in the 2020 election, NBC reported. Department of Justice officials are looking to wind down the investigation to comply with a policy that sitting presidents can't be prosecuted, according to CNN. Then, in Michigan, late in the night, early in the morning, the Associated Press called Michigan, giving Trump another 15 electoral votes. Then, with JFK Jr., now I'm going to read this quote here, read this part of this article. He won't take away vaccines. Kennedy, a notable anti-vaxxer, also said he will not take vaccines away. He's wise. He will not take vaccines away, but promote more informed choices. Now, there is a principle in the Bible, and Moses stated that God hates those who hate him to the third and fourth generation. There are some that God hates throughout all of their generations. But there are some that God hates, those that hate him, to the third and fourth generation. The Kennedy curse. Joe Kennedy, when he joined and gave allegiance to Satan, when he joined Pilgrim Society, he brought a curse upon his family, upon his children, upon himself. He has a stroke. He lives to see the death of two sons. I don't think he saw the death of Robert. I don't think he saw the assassination. He died ahead of time. But he brought a curse upon the family. Edward Kennedy has a wreck, kills a young girl, she drowns. And I think that Robert Kennedy Jr., to the third and fourth generation, I believe that the curse on the Kennedy family is beginning to lift. And the reason I say that is because Mr. Kennedy, like his uncle, John F. Kennedy, somewhere in 1962, 61, he knew his father's objectives and plans for this country. Vietnam, furthering the Rockefeller oil interests, expanding the CIA, keeping the American people hostage financially. And John Kennedy, I believe he had a change in heart. I think there was a great conviction in his conscience. I believe that he did have a visit with God himself. And because of that, he brought a great blessing on the baby boom generation children in America for about 16 years. And the end of that 16 years, a curse again began again on this country through his half-brother, Jimmy Carter. John brought in 16 years of blessing. Carter brought on the curse once again. I'm out of time for this segment. I'll be back to continue with John F. Kennedy Jr. I believe the curse is being lifted. He's the fourth or fifth generation. And God said that the curse would be lifted. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Thank you.
And podcasts will be on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. And then tonight and tomorrow, the first hour will air on 1360 AM radio, or on, 1360 on the AM dial in the Johnstown area. And then starting Monday, the programs for the first hour will air 6 to 7 a.m. for the early morning, for the early crowd. I am not an early guy. I do my best work at night. I like to see what's happening, what's transpiring, what kind of evil took place in the day. Okay, and with what God said to Moses, I am against those who hate me to the third and fourth generation. So the hatred of the parents toward God, those of you who hate God, you need to repent. You brought a curse upon your children to the second and third generation, fourth and fifth generation, actually. I believe that now John F. Kennedy Jr., there's been a change in him. I think that even though he still has his political views, what's dear to him politically, still, I see that he has had there's a tenderness in him for people, just like I saw with John F. Kennedy. There's a hatred of evil, a dislike for evil people, evil deeds, evil doers. And because of that, I think he's had a change in his heart, maybe a visit with the Lord. He realized the reality of who God is and the great love that God has for mankind, even for the children of the devil. Even though he has to punish them, it's stated in the Old Testament that God hates, he takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. He has no pleasure in watching the wicked. He has to destroy them, punish them. He takes no pleasure in it. But he desires that they would turn to him. And the people in the occult world, God takes no pleasure in destroying you or them, but that you would turn from your evil deeds and he will forgive you and you can be his eternally. Just switch employers. Don't serve the devil. Don't serve Satan. Don't be an Illuminati member. Leave the occult organizations, whether you understand their occult or not. Repent of all of the involvement in the occult. Ask God to forgive you. And ask God, please, I want to be employed by you. I want to serve you. I want to be one of your servants. I'm done with the first hour. I'll be back for the second hour. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. And podcasts, 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely